At the 2013 Commodity Classic, I'm visiting with Patrick Delaney with American Soybean Association, Communications Director. And Patrick, we like to do this each year as we're kicking off here. Take a look at this year's Classic, whatever information you might be able to share, and kind of take a look ahead through what's going to take place here. So let's start with just how's this one looking, things like attendance and all that.
It's really shaping up, Chuck, to be a world-class event again. We're proud of this event every year, but this year in particular, we're looking at record numbers. The thing that we are most proud of, I think, right now is the fact that we have more than 1,000 first-time attendees. And so there are people here that are really getting to experience this for the first time and see the power of an event like this. It brings together four of our country's biggest agricultural commodities and really the lifeblood of the ag industry together. And we've got people who are seeing that for the first time. Beyond that, on the trade show floor, you talked about what's coming up. We're going to open that later on today, and that's something that we're really excited and proud of, too. We've also set a record there. We have more than 1,000 booths this year. We actually have 1,010, which is a record. And then overall, we're on pace to break last year's record attendee-wise. We're at about 5,900 attendees now, and we expect to surpass last year's record of 6,014, probably sometime either later today or tomorrow.
Yeah, that seems to always be the case, that you do have the walk-ins that'll fit in that final tally, which we'll learn later. So looking at what these groups like American Soybean Association are having to deal with, what do you see as some of the biggies? I mean, is there something called a farm bill or that kind of stuff?
Well, like everybody else, we're paying very close attention to the farm bill and the action on the farm bill, or maybe more appropriately, the lack of action on a farm bill. And like everybody else in the country right now, we're paying attention to the sequestration issue, which is scheduled to come down tomorrow. And so, like I said, like everybody else, we're hoping for the least possible impact there. But on the farm bill, we're right in lockstep with a lot of other groups in that, we're sticking to the priorities that we've had now for 2.5 years. I mean, you said that this has become an interview that we do every year. I remember talking about the farm bill last year, which means we've been talking about it for too long. So ASA and our other organizations within the ag industry are working really hard to see this thing to fruition.
Well, right now, I think your state caucuses are being held, showing how much this is a real grassroots effort going on here. For all of these different organizations.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And people forget that these directives and where we stand on policy issues really come from the farmers. And this is the first step in that process. We gather all the state caucuses together. They come together on how they feel about these issues. And then at the end of the meeting on Saturday, we all gather for our open resolutions process, which really gets the entire membership involved in crafting how we feel about these policies. And so this is not driven by some backroom behind the scenes dealings. This is driven by farmers, and how we feel about these issues really comes from the ground up.
Well, we're in the media room here at Commodity Classic, and again, since the start, the American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers, kind of jointly help with your staff run this. From a media standpoint, how about participation there this year?
We're looking good. I don't have the numbers on that quite yet, but we are looking, as we do every year, great. I have heard that we're around record numbers, over 150. I know that for sure, but I don't know where on that we fall. Having a space for the media to be here that you guys can use to do what you need to do. We don't get covered if we don't provide you guys with what you need. And so that's a big deal for us. And all four associations are really united behind making sure that our partners in the media get what they need to do their jobs.
Well, we appreciate what your staff does, and looking forward to a great one here taking place in Kissimmee, Florida. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.